Who's that sitting in my chair? It's not going to happen for a while at St. John's, is it? But many of you, that habit means that I know exactly where you usually sit. And in my mind, I cast my eye around and greet you with a smile. So, please cast your eye around and smile back. Smiles are good for us. God welcomes you into his presence with a smile. Methodism was born in song, they say. And for many Methodists, past and present, the hymn book is a prayer book, a praise book, and often lets us sing our theology. So, because you're unlikely to have a copy of Singing the Faith to hand, you'll find all the words printed here. If you know the tune, then please throw care to the winds, fill your lungs, and sing with all your heart. Our first hymn is Father, I Place Into Your Hands. I've chosen this hymn because with the coronavirus around us, we come with some very real concerns on our minds, and it's right that we bring those to God right away. Each verse ends with a declaration of trust that God is with us in every aspect of our lives. It goes like this.
Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do. Father, I place into your hands the times that I've been through. Father, I place into your hands the way that I should go, for I know I always can trust you. Father, I place into your hands my friends and family. Father, I place into your hands the things that trouble me. Father, I place into your hands the person I would be, for I know I always can trust you. Father, we love to see your face, we love to hear your voice. Father, we love to sing your praise and in your name rejoice. Father, we love to walk with you and in your presence rest, for we know we always can trust you. Father, I want to be with you and do the things you do. Father, I want to speak the words that you are speaking to. Father, I want to love the ones that you will draw to you. For I know that I am one with you.
That hymn has also been a prayer that will have spoken for you. So now take a few moments of quiet, just to be with God. You may want to say things, but words are not needed. It's okay just to be quiet. Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Stop this recording for a while. You may like to bring your prayer time to a close by saying the Lord's Prayer. So stop the recording again. And now, our Bible reading set for today in our lectionary is Ezekiel 37, 1-14, The Valley of Dry Bones. If you have a Bible to hand, please find the passage, but don't read it just yet. Ezekiel was the son of a temple priest in Jerusalem, and destined to be a priest himself. When he was still a young man, Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians, and he, like so many others, was marched 1,000 miles
into exile. It would be just like the victors to make sure the people went past the remains of their defeated army at the start of their month-long walk. Fast forward a few years now. Ezekiel has settled by the waters of Babylon, as the song says. He's a priest without a temple, but his house has become a place of worship. Once a year, the people gather for a vigil as the sun goes down. They sing a lament for times past. Years ago in Scotland, as the sun went down, I heard the sound of bagpipes coming across the water. It was hauntingly beautiful and brought Ezekiel to my mind. It's time to sing again. And what could be more fitting than Dem Bones? Even if it's only in your imagination. Get on your feet, shake the limbs, and sing for God's glory. It goes like this. Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. So now, please hear the word of the Lord as you read it from your Bible. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 14. Just stop this recording whilst you read. Ezekiel begins by saying, "He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord." The Spirit of the Lord looms large in this passage. It's in the four winds. And finally, there is God promised to his people, "I will put my spirit in you." So it's very appropriate that we ask the Spirit of the Lord for help, and we do just that in our next hymn. The tune is the Sky Boat Song. Carry the lad that's born to be king over the sea to sky. So I leave you now to sing the words.
Spirit of God, unseen as a wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us the Saviour's love. You spoke to us long, long ago, gave us the written word. We read it still, needing its truth. Through it God's voice is heard. Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us the Saviour's love. Without your help, we fail our Lord. We cannot live his way. We need your power. We need your strength, following Christ each day. Spirit of God, unseen as the wind, gentle as is the dove. Teach us the truth and help us believe. Show us the Saviour's love.
Ezekiel tells us, "He brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in a valley full of bones." As I read these words, I thought of the beginning of Jesus' ministry as we heard it earlier in Lent. First, there was his baptism, where the Spirit was seen as a dove. And then, immediately, Jesus was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. There, the stones looked like bread. A ravine invited Jesus to throw himself off. And from those heights east of Jerusalem, the incredible view offered him the chance to rule the world. The things around him became metaphors of opportunity, temptations that had to be faced down. My first thought for us to hold on to is that although your world may have shrunk this last week, you are still surrounded by the kind of things that became metaphors for Jesus and sparked godly thoughts in him. So look around. Maybe the pot plant on the windowsill, the spices in your cupboard, or any one of a host of things can, with the help of the Spirit, become metaphors that carry a thought from God for you. In Ezekiel 37, the prophet is taken by the Spirit back to his younger days, but with the eyes of the older man. The bones were very dry, and God asked him, "Can these bones live?" Then, in his amazing vision, Ezekiel saw the bodies reassembled, but they were all still dead. Note that Ezekiel himself had a part to play in all this. He was told to prophesy to the breath to come from the four winds. Doing as he was told, there came to life a vast army of them. Then the vision was over, and the reality behind the metaphor became clear. These bones are the house of Israel. Ezekiel's next job was to prophesy to the people and tell them of God's plans. The promise was that they would settle in their own land again, rebuilding their homes and their lives. They and their children and their children's children. You'll find that in Ezekiel 37:25. We find the promise also in chapter 36, verse 26. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you." The question is, did it happen? Well, there came along a new king, Cyrus, who had a different idea of how an empire should work. In fact, Cyrus did an amazing thing that you can read about in the book of Ezra. Not only did he send the people back to their homeland, but he also gave back to them the temple treasure to go with them to Jerusalem. It wasn't easy for the people, but it was a new beginning under God that became part of the foundation story of the Jewish nation. And this brings me to my second thought for us to hold on to. Living with the coronavirus is like living in exile. Like Ezekiel and the people around him, we will become prone to anger and frustration. We may, quite rightly, raise a wailing lament for what has been lost. Sadness may become our lot, and tears may fall. None of this is out of place. The gospel passage for today is the story of Jesus and his good friend, the brother of Mary and Martha, Lazarus. In that story, we get the shortest of sentences as the news of Lazarus' death reaches our Lord. Jesus wept. In that story, we should take comfort from the fact that whatever mood comes over us, Jesus has almost certainly been there too. He is a knowing companion on our journey of life. Having said that, though, we will get through this. The promise God made through Ezekiel also comes to us, the house of St. John's Methodist Church. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Our next hymn picks up that thought and invites you to get some much needed exercise while you sing it. So please get on your feet and move as you sing.
The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk, walk in the light. He binds us all in unity. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Jesus promised life to all. Walk, walk in the light. The dead were awakened by his call. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. He died in pain in Calvary. Walk, walk in the light. To save the lost like you and me. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. We know his death was not the end. Walk, walk in the light. He gave his spirit to be our friend. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. By Jesus' love our wounds are healed. Walk, walk in the light. The Father's kindness is revealed. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. The Spirit lives in you and me. Walk, walk in the light. His light will shine for all to see. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord.
This short prayer of intercession comes from a book, Landscapes of Light, with prayers written by David Adam, one-time vicar of Holy Island at Lindisfarne, the northeast. Each prayer is superimposed on a photograph taken on the island by the Reverend Robert Cooper. Both prayer and image often speak to me, and I came across this one a few days ago, and I've returned to it almost daily because I find it so relevant. Jesus, you are the light of the world, a light that no darkness can quench. Upon your church, wrestling with the darkness of evil, battling against doubt, let your light shine. Upon the world governments, facing gloom and despair, battling against disaster, let your light shine. Upon those that live in the shadows, caught up in sorrow and strife, struggling against oblivion, let your light shine. Amen. And our final song expresses our hopes for those around us in the wider world as we face things together.
Let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our eyes. May now your love sweep this nation. Cause us, O Lord, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. Let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
And finally, to close our service, you need your imagination. Bring to your mind lots of people from our church. See their faces in your head and share with them and with me the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.